And the war, I think I want to make a scene or some character that will follow. I think it should be a typical Western American European young guy. A woman, 20 or something. Who is just packed with this Western hubris. You could say the final dunes of the colonialism. A kind of, we should really develop that character psychologically. I mean, the conscious mind there is, of course, not colonialist, racist, whatever. Rather, he or she is from a civilization, from a country that has created a really good-looking image or facade. Good and democratic and free and human rights and all of that. And non-racism and non-this and that. I mean, kind of woke-ish, right? And that kid grew up with that kind of aggressive Western worldview or concept of existence. That came from the movies and the computer games and all that. And we can show how in that country, big, powerful, strong country that is set on, has leaders up there who really want hegemony, who consider that country to be the empire of the world, and they are the leaders of the world, without kind of asking anyone else. Again, hubris, pride. So that kid grew up there and has inherited that view. But the people of that great, powerful nation share that they are just the greatest. And so again, this is kind of embedded in their consciousness. And this young person represents that pretty well.
So there is this underlying aggressiveness that is there in that country, in that civilization there. And of course, then the situation has appeared, arisen, where that great empire is losing its power, its influence, its control over the other countries who want to free themselves. And some of them are still, you could say, subservient to their empire, to that empire. They're like colonies or faithfully following and so on. So then when that is being threatened by the former colonies, where the people can see that this colonialism is still going on, overt or covert exploitation, sucking out resources, cheap labor, and all of that. So when they're freeing themselves, then there is another nation which is powerful militarily and well, there are like three or four superpowers, three of them, and those should not remain superpowers anymore except this only one, the greatest. That's how they think, of course, in that nation. So they make plans to finish them off and topple their governments and defeat them by simultaneous sanctions and proxy war. So then we have our hero or heroine here growing up and all that and being subject to that propaganda, which of course kicks in, and now we want to defeat that other axis of evil, the Hitler over there, and you know, this usual thing, color revolution and so on and so forth. So I guess pretty typical. There are quite a few of those, I think, sitting there in the room, their home, little apartment or whatever. With a slightly dysfunctional life, I mean, not being very satisfied and happy and then thinking, well, if I become a soldier, then I can really make a difference. And yeah, they promise you a salary and you can become a millionaire. Wow. I can come back a hero and maybe kill a lot of enemies and that kind of macho killer, kick-ass kind of person. So then, or I would say, there could be a character, a person from that proxy war country. We just use Ukraine as an example. I mean, we build it on that. We don't need to mention names, or we just fictionalize names of countries. And I'm thinking about this girl, which I really felt sad for you. Saw her talking in some videos there. Now I'm going to become a soldier, and they promised you $1 million for a year. You could just serve my country here heroically, and I can make $1 million on it also. And then she died in just a couple of weeks after going out to the front, which is not uncommon, it seems. So there can be one of those also, or whatever. But maybe even, well, whatever. One or two characters like that. But then that person, we follow that person out there to the front, sitting there in vans and cars and planes or whatever. And it's all getting more and more exciting. This cool, big military airplanes. It's all very powerful, and it's a different world. And weapons, the best weapons, and the training, and it's all tough. And so it's exciting, of course. But then gradually getting out there to the front, and the further you get, or that person gets, then things start looking more and more, how to say, or less and less romantic. Sitting there in a car or whatever, in a truck or bus, towards the front lines, just looking at an ordinary countryside, but which then gets more and more bombed out, buildings in ruins. You see more and more of those signs there up that you're approaching the front line. And yeah, we're gonna get out there and kick ass, and we're gonna show those and the ugly name of the enemy and those snakes or whatever, who's in charge here. And then, because then you have this whole nice media image given there from the leader of that country, the proxy nation there, that we are winning, we're doing great, and yeah, we just need a little more money and weapons and more recruits. And so then these countries there on that other side, which is then being nurtured by the greatest empire, they send their soldiers out, they try to mobilize, and give them their training. But then when they come closer to the front line, then things really start to change. That view you had, that image you got from the media or from the training, now appears to be completely different from the actual reality on that front line, down on the ground. Where in fact those young soldiers who are coming there now to defeat the enemy with their mighty power of the great mighty empire are being slaughtered by the enemy. In average, they just stay alive for a couple of days or so So then that young person finds him or herself there in the on the front in some ditch or and there are these drones. You can't hide anywhere, even when you dug into the ditches. Inside little cave-like covers dug out from those ditches to really protect you from bombs and grenades and artillery. Those drones, they fly right in there. And she or he sees that friend sitting there inside, hiding, and maybe she is on the way there, walking through that trench, and all of a sudden there's this drone coming, and he or she is on the way to one of those hiding places dug there inside that trench, and that drone flies in there, and boom, all of those friends, maybe three, four of them, are now just little pieces of flesh. Really heavy, real, no romantic thing here, just wham. And corpses all over, and death, death, death. So we can show them how this young person from finding him or herself on the other side of the planet now, what for, and then all these insights and doubts, and what am I doing here? And then there are others, of course, just like him or her, who have been there for a while, and they are saying, this is madness, we need to get away from it. We can't get away from it, because then they will shoot us. And you have these Nazi kind of types down up in the ranks, and behind them, using them as cannon fodder, basically, while saving their own lives. So it's corruption, and it's drugs and alcohol, and it's just completely crazy, the whole thing. And they are raping civilians and behaving really bad. I mean, these professional soldiers those who become professional soldiers are often twisted characters who just like to kill and rape, and I know it is because I know one who used to work in the Foreign Legion, actually, and he told me things. Said that what they're doing out there, what you see, he was down in Africa, you just don't want to describe. So we put those things there also. So we really show the hell of that situation, and how that kid or youngster, young person, handles that, is forced to wake up. And they're talking then about it, how they've been cheated into this, and how those leaders up there, they just use them, throw them in there blindly, and I mean, we just build upon that. I think we can just make it as based on reality as we need, because this is based on reality.